Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Saturday Coffee Chat. I'm Dr. Jane Ruby. I don't know about you all, but I am really, really pleased that it is the weekend. It's time for a little rest, relaxation, and I've got some other projects I need to be working on around the house. So I don't have any new cups, which is fine. I have tons of wonderful cups that you've all sent. But I have my mom on my mind a lot. You know, she's in heaven and I miss her terribly. She passed in 2018. And every once in a while, I like to bring out one of her cups. You know, she loved drinking coffee out of these beautiful sort of antique cups. Some of them were my grandmother's. Some of them she and I together found along the way at vintage sales and things like that, estate sales. So here's to you, Mama. And they're just so beautiful, and they all have matching saucers, but I find saucers kind of a waste of time. They're beautiful to look at. But anyway, so I hope you've all seen the show from last night. I called it the Parasite Show because I had been working a lot with Dr. Lee Merritt. I interviewed her for the third or fourth time. We keep talking about it. A lot of things clicked for me in this last interview I did with her about a month ago. And in last night's show, in the link stack, close to the top, I put the link to the specific Rumble link, rather, to the show I did with her. But this issue of parasites, so many things are snapping into place for me. They're connection epiphanies. And, you know, we have several things. So I want to talk a little bit about, we have the virus versus no virus debate that's ongoing. It's very distracting. I've tried to stay away from it. People assume I'm in one camp or the other and they attack me. Well, you don't believe in viruses. Or you believe in viruses. You're stupid. Okay, whatever. I've clearly said I stayed away from the debate mostly because I saw truth on both sides. And honestly speaking, it confused me. So I do what I tell all of you to do, which is to take a wait and see, keep looking, keep digging, keep reading. And I'm glad I did, because what snapped into place for me was, wait a minute, is it a virus? Is it not a virus? Why are anti-parasitics like ivermectin, fenbendazole, all the bendazoles, hydroxychloroquine, why are they all so effective time after time after time? Why were they so effective in pulling people back from the brink within hours if people could get the ivermectin into them via horse paste, whatever the mechanism of or the a route of administration, whatever way they got it in? And then I thought, the government, strange, like trickle down from the feds to the state, to the state health departments, how they all in very quickly, remember I used to say it's in lockstep. How is it in lockstep? The first time I heard in the state of Virginia that we couldn't prescribe ivermectin in March of 2020, I thought, man, that's not gonna fly. Somebody's gonna call that out. It's gonna be an end to it, because it's not even legal to say that. The fervor with which the government on every level, feds to local, went, the extremes that they went to stop, to block ivermectin, to block these anti-parasitics. And then, as I said in the show a little bit, I'm not going to repeat the show. There's a lot of great stuff that I put in the show. But the fact that putting that together with being on the scene from March of 2020 and then starting to do the work, starting in early 2021, and having these doctors like Dr. Philippe Van Welbergen in the UK, Dr. Zandre Batha, doctors that showed me tons of private videos and pictures that they had from putting the Pfizer and Moderna vials under the microscope, to the German doctors, Dr. Gitala from Vienna, people that many people don't even remember anymore, but I brought them out in 2021 because they were showing videos online going, what the hell's going on? Look at these things. It looks like pieces of metal with parasites swimming around. And it hit me. it's got to be parasites. And it hit me when Dr. Lee Merritt said in the last interview a month ago, which is why I pinned it to last night's show, because I want you to also go back and watch that again. It hit me when she said, I said, well, why can't we see them? Why aren't we seeing these little worms like in our stool or our urine or our skin? And, you know, some people say they do, but those are other issues. She said, because the kind of parasites I'm talking about, the ones that are really causing human disease, are intracellular. That means they're inside cells. You're not going to see them there. What you are going to see is their waste product. You're going to see the effects of their waste product on us as human beings. And she said, they're so small that we were blocked from developing microscopy at anything more than 2,400 times. Well, let's just get a microscope and let's start manufacturing and creating microscopes that are somewhere between the 2,400 times magnification and an electron microscope. And those pieces, intracellular, too small to see. You see the tracks of them. You see the biofilms of them. Watch the show last night if you want to know what a biofilm is. You see their waste products. You see their effects on human beings. And then she talked about how when the cabal, those oil barons, hijacked the American healthcare system, criminalized natural health, and did all that at the turn of the century, they were hiding parasites. Because think about it, guys. If you have, all you have to do is a cleanse, whatever, diatomaceous earth, fulvic, chlorine dioxide, maybe. I don't know if that's a whatever. Never need to go to a doctor, never need chemotherapy, never need radiation or any of the other, there's a bug flying around, or any of the other cancer treatments, number one. But for any illness, you take some baking soda and fulvic and black walnut and all the other things that are anti-parasitic and you'd be fine. Never go to a doctor again. Take a multi-trillion dollar business and turn it upside down on its head into zero overnight. These bastards lied, cheated, and they created a class of healthcare provider, the medical doctor. The medical doctor, ivory tower. Anything you say, doctor, incentivize them. They make 500, 800,000, 1.5 million, 2-3 million a year. Big wage earners. They enjoy a position of almost royalty in the United States, right? Don't question them. Don't question. You never question an MD. Should have seen me in nurse practitioner graduate school. I questioned a lot of them, pissed off a lot of them. Well, if this is that, then why did you prescribe that over here? And, well, that doesn't make sense. Shut up, Jane. Yeah. They don't know. They don't know at all. They were kept from studying natural health, nutrition, food is medicine. I mean, you have those that have kind of broken out, right? That started as MDs and became much more naturopathic. This is a groundbreaking realization. Other people have figured it out. Other people have discovered it. Dr. Merritt's been talking about it for several years, probably more. But this was my click, 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 click epiphany. And so I'm going to get it out. I'm going to. There's great value in getting it out among the people that follow my work and follow my shows, because we can get a lot of other people to understand. What if everything that hurts you, cold or flu, excuse me, cancer tumors, diabetes, kidney disease, because you don't see them. Parasites that we're talking about, that Dr. Lee Merritt's talking about, if they're intracellular, their location is hidden to the naked eye and to the main outside here in the main world. And they're so small. They have to be small to be intracellular, to be functional inside your cells. Those structures like your mitochondria and all the other structures in there, they're super tiny. You can't even see a cell with the naked eye. So imagine an inside the cell structure. Those versions of parasites do the same kind of damage. They leave the same waste product behind. Unbelievable. What if that's the cause, the root of all disease? There's a reason they fought so hard to block ivermectin and HCQ. I highly recommend that you stock up on those trusted with a long safety record of anti-parasitics. Somebody tries to tell you, well, ivermectin is poisonous and you got the wrong thing. And I've had emails where people threaten me for talking about ivermectin. Something's off there. Who's panicking? Who's paying them, right? It doesn't make sense, because you have to know that if ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine didn't work, and or there were safety issues and people were dropping dead of it, or they were getting sick or having heart attacks or whatever, oh, the mainstream media would make sure you knew about it 24/7. But they don't say boo about it. And remember that a lot of us kind of figured out that the NIH website is loaded with studies on ivermectin. For as long as you can still see them on their website, it's loaded with studies from many different sources, probably when there wasn't so much corruption on the peer-reviewed journal boards to buy them out. Lots of studies, ivermectin curing cancer. I know people, and I'm gonna start doing it too, as a cancer survivor. I don't want it to come back. I'm going to be doing cleanses. I'm going to be doing parasite removal cleanses under the direction of people who understand, experts in it, naturopathic doctors. I'm going to be doing, a part of that program is going to include ivermectin and fenbendazole. Somebody said to me last night, the ivermectin is for the eggs and the fenbendazole is for the actual adults, worms. Other issues. I'm not giving you a prescription, by the way. Other issues. You must seek out the guidance and advice of someone who's an expert in these parasite cleanses, because they are evolutionarily set up to, like a skunk, if you attack him, he spews out his, you know, terrible smell. Or other animals, if they're gonna die, you know, they spew out, you know, the bee leaves a sting, the wasp leaves a stinger, all these kinds of things. Well, the parasites, they end up leaving behind toxins, more toxins than before when they were living off of you. So beware, that's one main reason why you need to do it under good guidance and support from an expert. It's just mind-blowing to me that when these guys hijacked healthcare and natural health, criminalized it, and bought off the medical schools, got medical and nursing education into universities where they could endow it and funnel in millions of dollars so they can control it, that they knew about the parasites. Why do you think Henry Kissinger lived to be 100? Why do you think that that cockroach, not even that subhuman soulless cockroach, John D. Rockefeller, who looks like an alien, just died at like 101? They know it. They know it's parasites. They're on regimens, right? When I think of all the doctors and nurses that tried to block people from hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, all the pharmacists that knew they were doing wrong but went along with the government because they didn't want to lose their license. Shame on you. Shame on your filthy license. Your license has blood on it now. And the doctors that pushed it. The doctors that have said so many times to people, parasites? What are you, crazy? Not in first world countries. Yeah, don't be an idiot. Parasites. Dr. Jane's not an MD. You couldn't pay me to be an MD. You couldn't pay me to practice on that model. Think they're such hot shit because they're MDs. Responsible for probably more murders in hospitals during COVID across the world, medical mistakes, and pushing for money. The COVID shot, when you knew, maybe you didn't know everything, but you knew. You knew those shots were bad. You knew they were dangerous. Getting back to the shots, I can't tell you that. I'm going to start putting them out in my social media. I've put them out before, but I'm going to resurrect them, recycle them, reprise them. Those videos and pictures from all the doctors all over the world that showed me, what are these, these look like parasites. I can't believe it. They're parasites. They're small structures. They're moving around in the blood on their own. The gain of function. And see, the whole thing about, oh, SARS-CoV-2 virus. It's a virus. It's a variant. The virus mutated. All of that was the red herring. Don't look at parasites. Argue over here about virus versus no virus. For several years, many of you have been pushing me and saying, you should talk to Dr. Sam Bailey, Dr. Mark Bailey, Dr. Andrew Kaufman, Dr. Mark Cowan. And I was like, you know what? I'm really not, because I don't want to get into that argument. A lot of what they say, those are the experts that I've respected for a long time, believe it or not. And I've said, wow, I've listened to them. I have listened to them privately. I have watched them. And I agree that everything they say appears to be true. But then there was the other side of it. But what about this, this, and this? Portions of viruses, synthetic viruses, and then it all kind of came together. Viruses is just a phony label name for the parasites. Oh, you have the flu. Oh, you have a COVID. Oh, you have Omicron COVID. They just changed around the parasites. Imagine injecting 6-month-old babies with parasites. To tell you something, if you're not angry about that, you're a sick, soulless piece of crap. You ought to be real angry. Real angry. Or a 10-year-old had no real informed consent, substituted judgment, right? As the great philosopher Emile once said, substituted judgment. Yeah, well, when you're substituting your judgment for a baby or a child, you better damn well do your research 100 times more, because you're responsible for someone else. If you're gonna take that power, take that responsibility, there are other parts to that responsibility. Not just following the political line and standing in line in New York City with your baby, your toddler, to get injected. You injected your babies and children with disease-causing parasites. I would imagine that there's a parasite connection to the entire childhood schedule. Got to get them into chronic illness. And then someone asked me last night in the comments, what about the snake venom, and what about the, this toxin, and what about it? Let me tell you something. When your government's trying to kill you, when your Federal Reserve cabal, wealthy, entrenched families like the Warburgs, their descendants, and the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers, when all those entities are working to kill you and depopulate, they're not going to use one method. But I think this is a main method, because they had to hide it. Let you think you had chronic disease. And interestingly, just like the shots caused disease across so many different areas, well, how could it be connected? He had a heart attack, and she had MS, and this one had Guillain-Barré syndrome, and this one has a, like, sort of an AIDS autoimmune thing, and this one had Lyme disease. we start, I was like rationalizing, well, it must be that the immune system, which I'm sure it is, overworked and damaged, but that wasn't the end of the line for me enough. It wasn't high enough on that analytical food chain enough for me. But this is the parasite. Why else would ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, fenbendazole, and all those anti-parasitic, anti-malarial drugs, why, how is it, more than any other class of drugs that I can think of, works basically every time at all stages of an illness? Every time. And I started thinking to myself, well, maybe it's differentiation of mechanism of action. You know, like the classic story is Pfizer's blue pill, right? That blue pill was originally studied for hypertension. It was kind of falling flat, wasn't doing anything, but in the reports from the study subjects, when they had them in every week, took their vital signs, wrote down, well, what's happening this week? I mean, they would say, you know, I guess my blood pressure is still high, but, you know, I've got more erections lasting longer. You have more penile erections. Wow, okay. They started to say, whoa, wait a minute. That's a marketable mechanism of action. So it kind of, you know, embedded in my mind and in many of us in pharmaceutical drug development that, hey, a drug can have different, several and very differently focused mechanisms of action. So I chalked up ivermectin to, well, it's an anti-parasitic, and they, you know, hydroxychloroquine is Sunday medicine, as Dr. Stella says, they take it every week in Africa as a preventive against malaria and other, you know, parasitic type invasion infections. And then it must do this thing over here with viruses. No, bring it back. They gave the name viruses to cover the parasite damage. And in the show last night, I show you about 8 mainstream types of parasites. Nothing you'll see with the naked eye. You're not going to take a parasite cleanse every single time, and then after you defecate, look at your stool and see all kinds of things running around. Now, maybe in some cases, don't write to me, go, I had that habit. You're one in 100. Okay, whatever. But for the average parasite detox cleanse, that's not going to happen if these are intracellular size. They're smaller size, they're microscopic. And maybe primarily you won't see them, even with a microscope, in your waste, because maybe the body is breaking down them and you're just excreting parts of them, which are ultra, you know, a microscopic, and their waste. So it's just not going to be what you think it is, like what it is in a scary movie. This revelation that viruses are really parasites. Now, this does not preclude, let me just caveat, this does not prevent them in gain of function as one avenue to develop what I call synthetic viruses or synthetic parasites. They are designed synthetically with all kinds of materials, maybe not all organic, but they can behave in a certain way, they can move through the body in a certain way. Let's not underestimate the prowess of these psychopaths that are trying to kill us. Imagine how horrified these psychopaths are. All the pieces of the cabal that I just mentioned to you. Imagine how horrified they are at the thought that if the human race did weekly or monthly parasite cleanses, and all of a sudden we're super healthy, could work three jobs, could build small businesses, could be productive, could be taking charge of their lives and living vivaciously and almost no regard for any kind of government, just living peacefully and healthy. Imagine how horrified they are at that prospect. I mean, imagine the alternative to not being sick. Imagine the funeral business, the role of medical examiners, the pharmaceutical industry would shrink into 1% of its former self. The drug manufacturers all over the world, the apparatus that now is a big medical corporate, big medicine. Watch the show last night. It's incredible. I'm going to create some clips from it to get people to watch the whole thing, because if you really get it, you get the fact that yes, you were punished, it was hidden from you. Look at me and millions of other Americans who went through all these painful treatments for cancer didn't have to. I don't want to get angry. I mean, I want to get a little angry, but I don't want to live angry. I want to live free. I'm free now, knowing this. And what education and the information that I try to bring to you in the days to come are going to be building on this, and you're going to get more empowered than ever before to control your health, which then leads you to enjoy your life. Have a great Saturday, everyone. I'll see you Monday night for the Dr. Jane Ruby Show. Tribute to my mom, Elfie the Beautiful. Have a great day, everyone. Hi, everyone. Dr. Jane Ruby here with a quick message on how you should be protecting your retirement funds, your 401k, your IRAs. Did you know that you can protect them with physical gold and silver to avoid losing everything that you've built over your lifetime? Please call the experts at Augusta Precious Metals at 888-836-1890. At least talk to an expert. Learn more about how you can protect what you've built up so that if things go crazy, as we know they will in this economy, you've got some of your investments protected with tangible physical gold and silver. Every bit as valuable as real estate, something you can touch. They can't turn off, you know, with a flick of a switch. Call the people at Augusta Precious Metals. They're wonderful. They will educate you on what this is all about and what you need to do. And they will also provide you with some warnings about how to protect yourself from other companies that may be spreading lies and scamming you. That's Augusta Precious Metals at 888-836-1890. Wow.